Hi guys, welcome to Chilling with Bui, and as always, I'm with my two besties. This is
Cairo
and
Cookie.
So guys, today we're going to be talking about the responsibilities of our parents and the contributions that they make in our lives, yabo. And you know, most my friends are always gonna give you proper advice. They're always gonna plug you on what to do, what to not do, how to handle situations. We're not experts, most, you know, but we've been through things, you know. So Jim, I want to talk to you because you're not the youngest, but you know, most. Do you think that there's anything that you wouldn't have done, but because you wanted to prove a point to your parents, you know what, I'm going to do this just to prove a point, yeah, I can do it. They don't have to stop me from doing it.
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing I've done for my parents that I don't approve, I think everything that my parents has told me to do, I definitely, believe it and, I see the outcomes of it, you know. The only thing that I have done that my parents, I feel like, pressurized me into was going to school. Finishing, no, I'm not saying, don't go to school. School is very important.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, it was a matter of, I finished grade 12 and, I needed a break. But I didn't know that I needed a break because I had, my parents pressuring me, go to school. So I had to, apply to school, go to varsity. Whereas now it's catching up with me, now that I'm in second year, and it's kind of no, you know what? I should have taken a break, kind of figured out what I wanted. Of course I wanted school, but I just, I needed a break. I had a whole 12 years of school. No breaks, nothing, no failing, just... So that's the only thing I feel like my parents had done that I do not kind of approve of. I wish I had done it at my own time more than their time. Because I feel like I'm very young and I still have a lot of years ahead of me. But you know, valid. It is what it is.
So Jimmy, if you could do things the other way,
Yeah, I would have gone to school this year probably. Or
what were you going to do with the gap year?
I don't know. That's the thing. I think I needed a break. As I'm saying, you don't need to specifically do anything. And people are saying gap years are very depressing and everything. I get that. But for me, it was more of a break because I had so much pressure growing up. Had academic pressure. I had to keep up with my parents. Expectations of me, you know. So it was kind of hard. But that was the only thing I would do different.
Choy.
I would have gone to school this year. I would be a first year this year.
Choy, this is so heavy. I wasn't expecting this. Yeah. So Choy, with you, do you think there's anything that your parents have pressured you into doing?
I feel like with me, it's the same thing as Kyra said, but in the opposite way. Because I feel like as myself, I also wanted a gap year, but I also wanted to get out of my parents' house. Because it wasn't easy staying with them. I'm not going to go much on that. But I feel I wasn't supposed to hurry and go to school and do all those things. I needed my time maybe to upgrade my marks and all that. Mm-hmm. But for the fact that Bona, they saw that everything was perfect. Yeah, you need to go to varsity because the neighbor's child went to varsity. Yeah, I feel like it was that. But I feel like I was supposed to take a gap year, upgrade my marks. Because the course that I went to, child, it needed bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think your way you add and doing the course that you're doing because of the pressure that you got from your parents or Dinsan?
To start with, the course that I'm doing, it's not the one that I like.
Yeah.
The one that I liked, my parents were honey, you were accepted in this course, so you need to go there because they accepted you, you can't just turn away an offer. So I had to take it because staying home and all that, it was a lot of pressure because I knew, even I didn't mind staying home. Mina, personally, I didn't mind staying home, but because I knew staying home was another job, I had to doesn't want
that. Yeah, I get it. When, yeah. I remember Kyra said most people say gap years are depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get where you're coming from.
So, but my parents also pressurized me to, like, do a course that she wanted me to, that she wished she could have done. And that's okay because I understand her. Like, I look like her.
No.
When she sees herself through herself. No, the thing is, I love her. And I see, and I could give her everything she wants. I wish I could, but yeah, I feel.
The thing is, if you let your mother live her life through you, you're not going to live your life. Meaning, when you're older, you're going to do the exact same thing to your daughter, and it's going to be a continuous cycle. Do you get it?
One thing about me, I give people that love me whatever they want from me. Like, I would give you my soul because you love me. And especially when it comes to my mom. Like, if my mom tells me, honey, please do this, I'm going to do it for her because that's what she wants and that's what she dreamt for. Or that's what she dreamt of. So, yeah, that's me. So, I mean, I was going to do it, but personally, I feel like I failed her because I couldn't, you know, qualify for whatever she wanted me to do. So, yeah.
But Chani, that's so much pressure on yourself. Do you get that?
I don't have that anymore because I've accepted. And she also accepted me, but I feel like I failed. Personally, I feel like I did. But nah.
You didn't. Failing yourself. I feel like you're failing yourself by living somebody else's life. You're supposed to be exploring who Koketo is, not who Koketo's mother is.
One thing about me, I live by my mom. Like, if my mom tells me, honey, do this, I'm gonna do it. Because, like, bruh. I don't know. I'm not saying
don't do it, Chimmy. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. But I'm just saying, as your friend and as somebody who's looking at the situation from a different perspective. Yeah, well, I don't think that's helped.
Yeah, Nina Nami.
Like, for sure, like.
Also, myself. It's like, my mom is like my little child. Like, my mom is like my little child. Mm-hmm. So whatever she wants, I'll give it to her. Like, if she wants, because I know her, whatever she was asking me to do, it was for my own best. Like, it was going to benefit me, not her. Or it could also benefit her, but Ganglani, not too much. That's why I feel like I know, but she wanted this for me, and I couldn't.
So,
it's
like,
not a big deal to me. I don't see it as a big deal.
I don't say. I agree with her. Like, with we, you're putting more pressure on yourself than you think. Like, I had, like, I was going to a therapist that I was seeing, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then my therapist was just like, I was telling her how, like, my entire home situation and everything. And I was telling him about me failing my mom and everything. And he was like, you know what? More than anything, take care of you.
Yeah.
Take care of you. Make sure you're okay. Make sure you're okay with the decisions that you make. Make sure they don't, like, it's not a matter of you looking at your parents. Like, make sure it doesn't affect you as a person. Like, make you happy before you make everyone else happy. And, like, I'm still learning to do that, honestly. Because
I can't.
I feel like I'm one person that, like...
Girl,
I can't, bro.
I'm one, like, I'm learning to do that for sure. Like, I'm trying not to beat myself up about everything because, like, for like, I've told me my academics are going down the drain, you know that, and not because of anything. I absolutely love my course, like, that's what I wanted to do my entire life. I always wanted to do politics, that's me, you know, but like. I failed my mom in a sense of, like, I adapted to a new environment. I met new people. I did new things that I never thought I could do. You know?
Same
and,
here.
But like, and I beat myself up about it. Like, I beat myself up about it every single day. Like, I would do something, and in the morning, I'd be like...
Oh, my mom.
Like, you know, I beat myself. Not even thinking of my mom, just being like, oh, but I'm not this type of person. And then my therapist was like, no... That's who you are.
That's
you're
who
learning.
You
are unraveling yourself.
This is who you are.
You know, like, learning to accept you, learn to move on, like, learn to be okay with you.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, we have to, like, get out of the nest and live our own lives.
Exactly.
Chami, like, I wish you could take that advice,
Wei. I know that. Like, I feel like I know that, Ne. But the thing is, my mom.
Chami.
I have a soft spot for her. I can
have a soft spot for her. You know what I like about the situation, Kairo? You know what I like about it is that as much as she's messing up some of the things, but yeah. she's learning from each and everything.
Yeah.
I do.
I like that she doesn't go back and tell her mom, "Oh, mama, I did this. Can you please help me?" That's what I like about her. But with you, it's that thing of you're still dependent on her.
I still go back to my mom. Like, even if my day is like bad, or I fail the test, or my boyfriend is doing this to me, I'm gonna go back to her because I feel like that's where I get comfort. Like, even if I come to you as a friend, and I say, "Oh, yo, Jimmy, today I did this and this and this, and I feel that it's bad." Even if you advise me, I'm not gonna feel better until I talk to her and then tell her, "Mama, I did this and this."
Yeah.
And then that's when I feel like, oh, yeah, I've relieved, I've released something.
Linda, every time I get I have a conversation with my mom, being honest,
better
about everything, I'll just catch her up on everything that's been going on, and I'll feel like instantly better. If I feel like there's no solution, and I call my mom, even if she doesn't give me a solution, talking to my mom,
it makes me feel better. It's like
the fact that she knows what's happening in my life is a solution. So it's very,
it's very important.
I agree. Wait, guys.
But there's also people who
are mothers. I was about to say that. Like, people who are watching and listen to us talk about our parents, I guess. But they don't have mothers. Or they have mothers, but they don't have the same relationship as the one that you have with your mom, or the one that you have with your mom, or the one that I have with my mother.
Yeah.
And Utolo, the things that they're doing now in life is because of the things that they went through. We all have childhood traumas.
Yeah,
we all do.
And I feel like they affect every our relationship, not necessarily like romantic relationships, but the toxicity that you have in a relationship is because you saw it happening between your parents. It doesn't necessarily have to happen. You see your mom and your dad fighting a physical fight, and then you adapt to it. No, but some smaller things, because with me, when my parents were together, I know that whenever my dad would do something, at first I didn't know that's why he would do something for my mom, like a very huge romantic gesture. I always thought, oh, my dad is being cute. But as I got older, I noticed that he's doing this because he did something wrong. And I saw the pattern in my relationships. If a guy does something wrong, he knows how to make it up to me. So I feel like that's also something I adapted from my parents' relationship. So what I'm trying to say is, our parents, we love them, appreciate them, but in a way, they also contribute to the childhood trauma and the way we live our lives.
I don't want to, guys, thing is, I think parents are doing their best.
They are. Trust me. I feel like mine are doing all their best. We are three, but they're trying to because we have different personalities, we have different dreams, but they make sure that we get there. They accommodate us all.
Parents are so important. As much as they think they're not doing damage, they actually, I don't even think their intention is to do damage. I think every parent wants what's best for their child.
The problem
sometimes
is
what you want. Not every.
Yeah.
The problem is that
most parents want what's best for their child. And as much as it would not seem that way, or it would not appear that way, it would not turn out that way, but ultimately they don't sit around and discuss how we're going to destroy our child's life. Sit around and discuss how am I going to make my child's life better. But because this society that we live in is just very
that's
very
why bad. I was telling you, as Kyra said, I was telling you that I feel like my mom wants what's best for me. It's like I told you about the crossy thingy, as she said that our parents want what's best for us. It's because I'm going back to what she just said. Kari, I know that my mom won't fail me, and I know that the reason why she wants this is because she wants what's best for me.
I have a question. So I know that they do everything in their power to make sure that we are set in life, that we are happy in life. But in a way, in a very twisted, weird way, them saying, "Okay, baby, listen, you're supposed to study this course, marry this kind of a man, live this kind of a life."
Yeah.
It doesn't help if it's not the life that Koketso wants. Yeah. Or if it's not, it's not going to work out. You're going to resent her. I know. The way that you love her.
One thing about me, I don't know, maybe y'all may take it wrong or whatever. But that's how I am. I believe that my parents want what's best for me. Né? And if she tells me, "Hore, nah, honey, I don't like this guy for you, better this one," I'm going to try that guy and leave this one for this one. Because I know my mom always tells me that whenever I give you an advice, just know, Hore, I've been through that. And I know that sure. I also have like the regrets.
Oh, like,
she always tells me that, "Honey, I have regrets for whatever that you're about to take. So I want you to not have the same regrets." So me, myself, going to whatever and not having regrets, I'm gonna think, "Oh, my mom was lying. Oh yeah, and all that."
Ultimately, as much as to me, like as much as our parents want what's best for us, we have to live our own lives as well.
Yeah, because I get you.
Taking from me, like me and my mom are really close. Like my mom is my bestie, but I don't think she knows what I do. As much as I would tell her, like I would talk to her with things, but I don't think my mom knows.
What I think it's a respect thing.
Yeah, it's a respect. It's a respect.
But like, okay, and then as I said that, like I don't, not in a bad way, not to badmouth my dad.
Yeah,
I would, because of I've lived with him. He's my father. That he's married to my dad. I love him, but like, in future, the type of man that I want would be like someone completely different
from my dad.
But I'm very attracted to men who are like my father. That's the thing.
No, remember that. Like
my men.
I disowned my own dad at the age of, let me think, maybe 10. And I was like, no, I no longer have a dad anymore.
Not the type of men that I attract. Literally, I like my dad. Like, and I will tell you, Tommy, every time, I will tell you, this person is exactly my father. But like me saying, like me making a life mission, making it my life mission not to get men like my father, is actually me saying, no, I'm going from, like they come to me.
Yeah,
and
you
that's who I take, and that's who I actually fall in love with. Like I will get a better man and then go for a man like my dad. I don't know if that's trauma response.
I feel like
Our parents' relationships really do affect us, because I personally, I'm not a person, like I see so many flaws in my dad that I would like to change in my next man, and then I would see it in my next man and be like, no, that's
it's fine. I feel like
taking the red flag,
Tommy. I feel like you've taken that as a norm because you've lived through that for the rest of your life. So like you no longer like see what's wrong or what's right that this man is doing, and you only realize later when they do deeper.
No, Chame, you know what, Ne? You see what they're doing. You see it because you've lived it.
Yeah, you grow up with it and you think it's a norm to you. You think there's nothing wrong with that.
The topic is, do our parents' relationship contribute to our relationships, like in a social setting in general, not just like, not even like relationships romantic wise, like personally, I'm a type of person as well. I've realized that with my mom, like if something hurts my feelings or something is just throwing me off, like I'll just shut up. I'm a person that fights. I'm a fighter. Like I fight for everything, but like if something really hurts my feelings, I won't fight it. I'm just gonna, like you've noticed, ne? I take a break from it. Like I just chiva it, like I chiva. I'm not there. That's what my mom does.
Can I please
as well.
Give you like a different experience with my dad? I feel like with my dad, however he has been acting, I took it as it is like it's a normal thing, it's a norm. That's how people live. Nah, my dad is someone that's, I won't say violent, but always like in conflict, like, you know, if there's something bothering me, I'm gonna act onto that, like I want to solve it now and through violence, because I think that's how he raised me. I saw how he was like towards all of us, including my siblings, so I feel like, nah, I act. If you make me mad, bitchy.
We don't promote violence in this channel.
Yeah, we don't.
I know
we don't. But like,
not.
But I feel like as I'm sitting here, I'm realizing that like our relationships with our parents, or how
they
our
affect,
parents
they do, they do,
do affect us. They affect us both in negative and positive.
And positive,
I
yeah.
Say, like,
yeah. That's why they that always tell us not to like not to do certain stuff near our
for
kids
sure,
or our toddlers.
Negative people, like I have, like I love my mom. I think my mom is the best thing that has ever happened to me on this earth.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say everything is negative. Like
That's why we have like both parents, and you can say negative with your dad, and you can also
there's always
like,
the good cop, bad cop.
Like the thing I'm saying about my mom gatekeeping, I don't think it's okay for you to like bottle up your emotions, you know. But like that's what I do, because that's I learned it from my mom. Like my mom would rather talk to things with things about things with me than actually address that.
Yeah, same, you know? Yeah.
And like.
That's normal.
I just feel like, mom, like, address this. But because that's how she is. And that's affected me also in friendships. Like, if a friend does something foul to me, like,
You have to, like, I mean, I could be, like, my parents have different personality. I don't even know how they met. Because they're very different.
For sure.
My
parents are like, my mom is so different. Chill.
My dad is a very mean guy. I'm also scared of my dad. Like, I can't go to my dad and be like, Papa, kupa etime. I can't. Oh, Papa, kupa chelete. No, I can't. I don't remember the last time I spoke to my dad. I
think parents are still together.
Yeah, they are, bruh. Happily married and all that. But I only believe in my mom more than my dad. Because, like, me and my dad and I. Like, if I start about my relationship, we won't finish this episode. So she's
gonna cry.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so this is the end of today's episode. As always, guys, thank you for coming to my show and gracing us with your honest opinions. And I hope that everybody learned something from this show. Make sure to follow my friends, follow me, follow the channel, subscribe to the channel, like, leave a comment, and hit the notification bell. Bye!